This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome in. It is the G-Bag Nation live in Oxnard, California, Training Camp 2022. Our coverage brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. The four of us are here on the tennis courts. Broadus, Wolchuk, Chiafalo. I'm Gavin Dawson. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup. He's getting prepared for this 5 o'clock hour. The Expressway is coming up. 35 minutes of uninterrupted content. Yeah, Bobby Belt joining us at 5:30. Lucius has LA Live and a replaying of the G-Bag of the Day coming up about 5:45-ish. And guys, we have a Cowboy signing, and I'm very much looking forward to talking about this signing and getting everybody's thoughts on what it is and what it means for this Cowboys defense. But before we get there, let's do some Rangers extra innings with Jared Sandler just for a few minutes, and then we're into the Cowboys. Sands, a good afternoon to you. How the heck are you?
I'm great, guys. Hopefully, am I working on four straight days? I'm trying to be a four-time G-Bag of the Day champion.
Yes, you got it going. You do. Right. And no doubt we'll make you an honorary five-time, because that's kind of live on in infamy. My question for you, Sands, do the fans being frustrated with Woody take on more credibility here when you play like they have, swept by the Orioles and going 12 games below 500 now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously fans are – they want to win, right? So if you win, then they're going to be happy. If you don't, then they're not. And some fans would even admit that they're not happy. They might not know exactly what they're not happy about. They just see the standings, and that's reason enough. And then obviously their fans who are more tuned in, and they have various opinions on how they think the game should go, and they kind of play along, which is it's always fun to do. But at the end of the day, this is a results business, and I think Chris Woodward would be the first one to tell you that the results need to be better than what they've been here in the month of July. Now you look at the rotation and the performances from the starting pitching. You look at the way the bullpen has, really struggled here in the month of July, and now, into August. I think, Matt made the comment, it's kind of like whack-a-mole. You think you got one little area solved, and then another problem pops up. There have been challenges for, any manager, and I don't know that any manager would be able to navigate, the bullpen necessarily the way that these guys have been pitching. But, we talk about this in all sports. Accountability is just a part of this, and I understand why fans are frustrated. I get it. And after losing 100 games last year, thankfully are not headed towards that this year, but I think the hope is that this team would have a 12 14 15 game improvement from the 60 win season last year, and they were really trending towards that, to exceed that for a chunk of the year, but now kind of dropping below, and hopefully they can turn things around and get back to what we would believe to be a year of demonstrated progress.
Yeah, we need to get back to having some success here. So what's next, Sands? The White Sox in town for a longer series, right, this weekend?
Yeah, four-game series. The White Sox are a team that's underachieved, but that's relative, right? I think a lot of people thought they would have maybe not an easy time winning the Central, but be the favorites, and that just hasn't been the case. But we talked, it seemed like from mid-June through mid-July, we talked so much about the opportunities in the Rangers' schedule because of this week opponent or that week opponent. And so, as much as you can look at the standings and say, well, the Rangers are in trouble, the White Sox are, playing a lot better baseball, and they're over 500 and this and that, I think we've got great evidence that that doesn't always matter. And, maybe the Rangers are, going to be able to turn things around, but they really need to, and it's going to be a challenge without John Gray. We talked about how two-fifths of the rotation was performing so well, Martin Perez and John Gray, but now without John Gray, they need someone to step up, and it's not fair to necessarily say Cole Reagans needs to be the guy who steps up, but he's going to get an opportunity to make his Major League debut tomorrow, and so a lot of people I know are excited to see that.
He is a baseball insider like no other, a treasure for our station, and reigning G-Bag of the Day champion. Jared, have a great night. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right, fellas. Take care.
There he is. A must-follow on Twitter, by the way. All righty, boys. Let's do it. A good afternoon to you. It is the G-Bag Nation, and after months of speculation, the Cowboys did it a few hours ago, signing linebacker Anthony Barr. We bring in former Cowboys scout and Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus. Brian, what kind of a role do you have in mind for Anthony Barr here coming to the Cowboys?
Great route runner, guy that can get open, can separate.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. Am I going down the wrong way there?
Oh, yes.
Am I going down the wrong path?
No, you kidding
me? Can kick it really good?
Can kick it straight?
Yeah,
can really extend for the ball, good balance, good footwork. No.
Move over, CeeDee Lamb.
I tell you what, though. Yeah,
we have a new wide receiver one in town.
This is exactly right. No, this was one of those things that we had talked about on the show, especially when we came out here, and I was asking people in the front office about Anthony Barr, and to a man, it was, if the price comes down, and evidently the price came down enough for the Cowboys to go get Anthony Barr. The vision I believe they have for him is as that linebacker that can also be a pass rusher. I know asking some guys, the Gang of Seven, they're like, listen, you're probably going to get this guy 8 to 10, 12 games. You know, while you got him, use him up, do what you have to do. But with him and Parsons, the flexibility that you have to interchange or to put maybe on the same side, put opposite, you know, you're going to get guys that know how – linebackers that know how to rush the passer.
Well, Chuck, you're fired up about this.
I'm pumped, man. I'm excited. I'm not going to fall in line with the hypocrisy of those that are, why haven't the Cowboys done anything? What are they laying in – they have all this money, and then, oh, they didn't sign a receiver, they didn't sign a kicker, they signed Anthony Barr, and we're upset about it. Doesn't mean that they're not going to do that. They're just not doing it right now. Anthony Barr can help this football team, and he probably was the best player available. They've talked about this for months now. The deal finally fell into place, and the deal that he signed for is incredibly team friendly. It's a 1-year contract, $2 million base. It's worth up to $3 million with incentives, and he left more money on the table, according to Michael Gelkin of the Dallas Morning News. He had other offers, and George Edwards, your linebackers coach, he knows the player. Dan Quinn clearly wants the player, and the idea, to Broaddus's point, of Anthony Barr and Micah Parsons on the same defense and what Dan Quinn can now do with these chess pieces really excites me. I've loved Anthony Barr since he got into the league. The health might be a little bit of an issue, but I'm super pumped about
signing. Yeah, I remember going back when Anthony Barr was drafted, going at Valley Ranch and going by Will McClay's office and kind of seeing him, the light on in his office, and I knocked on his door and I said, hey there, boss, what do you got going? And he says, I'm just building me this Anthony Barr tape. I got to sell the scouts on this guy. I got to sell the fact that I think he can rush the passer from the linebacker. And if you watch Anthony Barr play, he was primarily a pass rusher at UCLA.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know Will McClay was super, super excited about the opportunity of going after him. The money seems like it's worthwhile here. But, yeah, the question is, there's a lot of folks. There's a lot of people that are saying right now, great to sign Anthony Barr. Hey, good for Dan Quinn. Good for George Edwards. Good for those guys going out and getting another defensive player. But then everybody's going to be talking about, great, defenses look fine. Defenses look great since we've been out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's the offense that's had its struggles. That, you know, it's sometimes at the wide receiver spot and guys getting separation. You know, the up and down practices of where's the consistency with the wide
receiver. Which is totally fine. But so we've got a – it's a negative that you signed Anthony Barr and you've made
it's your defense.
It's
not a negative, but you've
right,
got to think about –
but that's the pushback we're getting. Like,
yeah.
We'll have Bobby on in a little bit, and Bobby's going to crap on the signing, right, because it's not a receiver. So it doesn't mean that they're not signing a receiver. There's just not one available right now, or maybe there's not one in shape.
Sure.
It doesn't mean they're not addressing the position. But they added a player that can help their football team. Why is that a bad thing? Just because it's not a position of need doesn't mean we need to be upset about it.
No, and this guy could give you great value. You know,
right.
You look at what Robert Quinn did for you, and I don't think he's going to go out there and put up 12 sacks or anything like that. But a veteran player with great, Pro Bowl pedigree is coming. And if he stays healthy, he could be a major boost to your football team for peanuts.
Yeah.
You know, this guy could have a $10 or $12 million impact on your team, and you're getting him for $2 or $3
million. Yeah, this is a guy, and he wanted to be here. It was like, okay, I have more money on the table, other teams. I want to be with the familiarity of George Edwards, and I want to play in this Dan Quinn scheme. And it's a small smart move on his part, because he's not really a guy that you can account for when you're the offense and you break the huddle and you say, okay, we got to worry about Parsons. We got to worry about DeMarcus Lawrence. Okay, like the rich get richer for the Cowboys defensively, but especially in that front seven. I think the versatility, the flexibility, all that stuff that you guys are talking about, that's a huge added value there. So and we've seen, like, the pass rush has been good. I felt like the run defense has actually been good, mm-hmm. which scares you at times because you're
Leighton
like, dang,
Vander
we need our...
has actually played very well.
Yeah, and Leighton Vander Esch has quietly had a really, really solid camp, and I know people around the team are like, hey, LVE, like, yeah. watch this dude. Let's not forget he was a first-round player. Talk about a guy who, if he can stay healthy, but now you just have a multitude of guys where you say, okay, is this guy dropping? Is this guy lining up on the edge? Is he blitzing? What's going on here? So I really think there's nothing not to like about the signing, and you know they liked him quite a bit coming out because it was Shazier, it was Aaron Donald, and then it's Anthony Barr. Like, those were three of the defenders where it's like, okay, these are the studs, and I don't even think Anthony Barr made it to them.
No,
right?
All he three was of drafted. Those guys went. Shazier was the last one and went ahead of him at Pittsburgh.
Right.
Yeah, these are the kind of contracts the Cowboys want to sign, though, if you are thinking about wide receiver. I mean, Gelkin had the details, $2 million base value worth up to $3 million in incentives. So I do think that informs quite a bit on the Cowboys' strategy and maybe why they haven't found a wide receiver yet, because it's very difficult to find guys. I mean, it's tough. You're going to get one cheap who has some ability and also wants to sign below market value. So you got to want him cheap and nobody else want him more that the guy would like to go to. It is tough, and I get why it's frustrating for some of those fans, but if you're going to be doing business like this, you can't force it.
Right.
You kind of got to wait for these things come to you, and they've wanted Anthony Barr since March.
It clearly fell into place for them. They got him at the price that they wanted, and it's a position that they have struggled with in the past. They've struggled to keep guys healthy at linebacker. Leighton Vander Esch, throughout his career, he hasn't proven to be a healthy player. Jabril Cox is coming off an injury in which he was lost for the season. How much is Damone Clark? When is he even going to be available for you? I don't think that this is something that stops any of the progress for any of these young guys. It's just more of an insurance policy. And if, God forbid, something happens and you miss Micah Parsons for a game, here's a guy that still presents a similar type of skill set for Dan Quinn to utilize.
I love it. I think it's a path to victory. You know, as this defense gets a little bit better, you can use Barr and Vander Esch at linebacker and blitz Micah Parsons now more. You're going to have more experience at linebacker, a lot more options. And I think that's what we need to see. If this offense isn't going to be better situationally, so far we've seen nothing that would indicate that. The defense has to be a little bit better than last year, I think, if you want to take that next step. And a healthy Anthony Barr could do that. You know, they talk about him like he's old. He's only 30.
30 years old.
He had 77 tackles last year in 11 games, you know. Yeah. So if healthy, I think this guy could still be quite dynamic. They did release the linebacker Aaron Hansford.
Ah, it's our guy, Eric.
That's a bummer, man. It's our A&M fella. He was in the safe space with us, 7-11, a few months ago in the offseason.
Gave him $90,000 to sign. That's kind of, I mean,
okay.
Never, you know, he had the calf strain and all that. They were working him back in from the rehab. Once he got healthy, boom, they just moved on from him quickly.
Another legend has passed from our world of sport. Bill Russell, 2 days ago, the original basketball GOAT. Today we mourn Vin Scully at age 94. The news came down last night, perhaps the greatest announcer in sports ever. He was the voice of the Dodgers for 67 years. Yeah, he was. So I know a lot of people are thinking about Vin Scully, especially around here. A lot of Dodger fans
Absolutely.
Around here.
Yeah, they are.
But everybody knows who Vin was. It's time for the Expressway. 35 minutes of uninterrupted sports content, thoughts on everything developing. We're going to chat with Bobby Belt about the signing the Cowboys made as well. That's coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us. And 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, it's time to look at what's been breaking as we kick off the Expressway. 35 minutes of uninterrupted sports content. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. You think there will be less big company trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Think again. And those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them, so get the representation that won't settle for less. Franklin, FrankelTruckWreck.com. That is TruckWreck.com. Bobby Belt is standing by. He's going to join us in 5 minutes, though. He'll have the latest on what happened today at Cowboys practice, as well as the signing that they made a couple hours back. Rangers lost again, guys, and I wouldn't bring it up since we're at Cowboys training camp unless there's something juicy. Got to be a juicy angle. I asked Sands about it. Brian, I know you're a Cowboys and Mavs insider. Won't be long before you're a Rangers insider as well. But
yeah.
Are you amongst those hearing whispers that maybe not everybody is sold on Woody?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem you run into. And, again, I had a couple of guys from around the league from different teams, and it's like, you know, I'm kind of hearing a little bit of a buzz about your team down there. And I'm like, what do you mean, buzz? Like, we're past all the deadlines and stuff. No, like, buzz with your manager. And I'm like, oh, geez, don't tell me that. I mean, he's been good with us and all that. And
beloved.
He goes, beloved. And so, but that happens. There's, you know, I mean, they were super close to being 500. They're probably in the same situation with the Orioles. You know,
sure.
Back then when they went to Baltimore and they got swept at Camden Yards, they were kind of in that mode where they were coming off beating the Phillies, and it was really a lot of positivity. Yankees, I mean, it was just kind of one of those things. But
it's no longer a team that accepts.
We're not just building
anymore.
Yeah,
inside that building.
That's
now.
The problem. And, yeah. And so there's a lot of these whispers coming out now and about his job security, maybe even at this year or even into at the end of the season, for sure moving on from him. So
wow.
we'll see how
it better turn it around, Zach.
Yeah, I'm getting the same type of vibe. You know, you've now lost three straight games. It's the fourth time that the Rangers have lost three or more games in a series, and this has now happened all since the month of July. So you're starting to see a little bit of a regression for this baseball team ever since May, where they were so close to reaching 500, and they've had opportunities, they just haven't been able to get there, and now they're a season-high 12 games under 500. They've lost seven straight at home for the first time since they dropped seven in a row back in 2017, and they were winless against Baltimore this year. That's the first time in franchise history they've ever gone winless against an American League opponent. So for Chris Woodward, I think you were starting to see the first half of the season. Yes, this is where we want this team to be, around 500 baseball, but now you're starting to see, can he continue to get this team winning and on the same page? And I think there's a lot of other things that maybe the organization behind closed doors might not be happy with. So for Woody, I'm hoping that the last couple of months of the season, he's able to figure things out, this team's able to figure things out, and they can start winning.
Sometimes guys are perfect to be developmental, and you need a new voice sort of to shift the culture away from, well, you know, let's not be too tough on them. We're just trying to, you know, progress and trust the process. Sometimes there's got to be a guy that comes in with the hammer and is like, man, you messed up, that's not good enough, you know, we got goals. And you know, those are two different mindsets for leaders and coaches, and it is Woody's first gig. I know the players have all loved him. Everybody that works with him loves him, but in the end, you know, sports is about competition, not necessarily making everybody like you. All right, Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau, nine other golfers suspended by the PGA are filing an antitrust lawsuit against the tour today. So they're saying, you know, you can't kick us out of something that would violate antitrust. So the plot thickens there. And as expected, the NFL is appealing the judge's decision on Deshaun Watson and the six-game suspension. They're looking for indefinite. They want a full suspension. I don't know what all the powers are of this independent judge, but I read one story that says the NFL actually still has the power to just add games on top of it, which, you know, it just it's disappointing in some
why
ways,
the whole
story. Yeah, like, why have her?
Yeah.
You know, you realize you had a problem in processing things. There were inconsistencies. The players weren't happy. Portions of the public weren't happy. So you get an independent judge who's like, you know, I think this is fair, and now you're appealing. And I know there's a lot of people that are happy the NFL is appealing it. I think I have a significant problem deciding you know something that can't be proven in court. Lots of stuff have been said, things have been said, but the standard of our country is, have you been found guilty in a court of law? So if we're not going to use that standard, but instead you know, go off a different one of what we believe to be true but can't prove it, that's where I start to get uncomfortable. And that's where, like, the thought of innocent until proven guilty holds a little bit more weight with me than I think it does with the NFL.
Yeah, well, and when you look at the judge's findings, that they basically, she agreed with everything that the NFL saw. It's like, yeah, I'm not really buying what Watson's saying. I don't find him and his testimony to be overly credible. I think there are some legit sexual assault things that happened here. So it's like they agreed on what happened. They just disagreed on what the punishment should be on that. And so you can see the NFL coming down hard right now. And a lot of people reference the idea of, man, the NFL took the Deflategate thing to the federal court or whatever. So it's like, why wouldn't they take something like this that is clearly much more important in the grand scheme?
Yeah. I think the NFL is also very reactionary, and that's proven. They care about the public perception. And if the public perception didn't push back,
they care about the advertisers as 100%.
So if they weren't getting hit with in their wallets,
yeah,
they probably would have said, we're not going to appeal. But they've let this thing go ahead and sit back and see what the public perception and what some of the ramifications would be for a couple of days. And now they're going forward with the appeal process. And according to Jeff Darlington, they also are going to push for a fine for Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
So money is now also a significant part of the equation.
Because the way his deal was structured with Cleveland, a fine of missed game checks was not significant
right.
at all. It was just $1.5 million or something like that, because everything was structured into a signing bonus. I think maybe that makes sense. I don't know, but I have a feeling this thing is going to drag out significantly.
Yeah, just play football.
Yeah.
Just play football. I mean, you know, again, you bring on this judge to have these types of hearings, and you're like saying, okay, hey, sorry, ma'am, we're glad you're here, and here's all the evidence. You know, why can't you accept her ruling? If you're going to have people in place like this, why can't you just accept it? It's six games. The Browns are going to be hurt in those six games. They're going to be hurt.
Part of her ruling was, I don't feel good dropping a major hammer when you guys are inconsistent. Like, if it's an owner or a certain player, you guys drop the hammer. I can't come in with a season longer when I know if it was an owner doing the same thing, you guys would look the other way.
Absolutely.
You know, so she's actually holding them accountable for some of the inconsistencies that drive portions of their fan base crazy. But what they've shown is they listen to the outrage. And the outrage is, how dare you let Deshaun Watson play? Yeah. The outrage of, how dare you be inconsistent with how you treat players compared to owners? The judge just told you it should be consistency across the board. That outrage does not bother Roger Goodell. He's like, you guys are just looking at it wrong. Trust me, we got this covered. I got to come over here and come down on these players so the fan base knows that we're cracking them. And I think that's the biggest motivating factor for Roger Goodell and his office in these kind of things, is that public reaction and telling the fan base, oh no, we're on top of them. Trust me, if these guys mess up, we'll punish them really, really super hard. They believe their sponsors and their fans really, really want that, and it talks them into being hypocrites almost consistently every single time.
No doubt about it.
Okay, it's time to catch up with Bobby Belt here on your home of the Cowboys, our Cowboys insider. Big day, Bobby. How the hell are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Doing terrific.
I found out something new about Gavin Dawson today, by the way, guys, at lunch.
Oh, what is
it? We're not supposed to talk about that.
This man is a big ketchup fan.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he does.
The
ketchup.
Biggest.
Oh. Yeah.
That's good, because he makes up for the fact that Broadus is a condiment-free individual with seemingly everything. Condiment.
Oh, okay.
He
sauce
likes
dry.
Record.
He
Ever
goes
since Bennett.
Yeah, he goes dry with the fry, man.
Yeah, that's so true.
No ranch with the sweet potato fry. No ketchup with the sweet potato fry.
Not even any mustard.
No
I get
mustard.
Like a spoon. I'll get two fries, almost like they're chopsticks, and just be like ladling that stuff up.
Bobby, was it worse than the guys we saw at In-N-Out who had
no,
the ketchup?
No, but I made sure
up.
To tell Gavin that story that as soon as I saw how much ketchup he had. It was not as much as those guys, though.
How excited are you for the Anthony Barr edition, Bobby?
Yeah, he's good. He's a good player. Like he's injury prone, and I don't know that that was like your most pressing need. It's just the only thing for me is that I don't know. I don't know why we're talking about, hey, you know, we don't have any problem at receiver, even though we're down two of our top four and we're working in a rookie and another guy who is basically switching up his position. I don't understand why that's not a problem, but, like, this was a pressing need. When the defenses look fine down here, well, however you view Anthony Barr, if it's going to be as a pass rusher, if it's going to be as a linebacker, those two units have been fine. The defensive line's been fine out here. The linebackers have been fine out here. So I don't understand. Look, I'm all for giving Dan Quinn whatever tools he wants to make his defense successful. I'm all for that. I just think it's a little interesting to go make that signing a day after you tell us you don't need a receiver.
Do you think Dan Quinn has the most juice amongst these coaches when it comes to talking to that personnel department?
I don't know. It's 3 years in a row that George Edwards has gotten a former player in here. Everson Griffin, Jayron Kearse, and now Anthony Barr.
He's got somebody's ear, doesn't he?
If he keeps bringing players in here like Kearse, I'm all for it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think in general, just they've got a lot of deference to those defensive coaches, the front office does, because
I'll say this. I don't think that Kellen Moore speaks up nearly enough. I think Dan Quinn knows what he can get away with here. I really do. And if it's like, hey, if I have to go out and get a guy, I don't care. And that's good. Sometimes as a coach, you got to step up and tell the personnel department what you want to do.
Right.
Well, it wasn't his guy, Tony Pollard, and then he just never used him for 4 years?
So I'm so glad you brought that up. Bobby, we were listening to Kellen Moore earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Kellen,
when he was
talking about Tony Pollard, it was basically the opposite of what Jerry was saying about Tony Pollard when he sat down with
Memphis
us.
Wide receiver.
Yes, he's like, oh, played receiver, it's starting to come back to him. Yeah, he can stretch the field vertically. It's like everything that Jerry said, well, we like him. Does it include out of the backfield? Basically the generic way a running back will receive the ball, and Kellen Moore's talking about, well, this is all the things that he can do that he has a receiver skill set already.
Genius, because now you guys don't know which way is up. That's called misdirection, and now you guys are left wondering, what are they actually going to do? So that's the whole purpose of it. Now you don't know what Tony Pollard's going to do. No, I think that what Kellen Moore says matches up with more of what we've actually seen out there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is he has not been in the backfield nearly as much as he's actually been split out.
Right.
And so, no, I think that that's more representative of it. Now, this is also training camp. And, you know, this is the same team that told us about new wrinkles with Scott Linehan in 2018. And we came out there and it was, oh, no, this is the exact same thing. So, you know, I mean, we'll see if it's actually put into place and what it means, but you know, as it stands now, I think Kellen's vision for him is more accurate to what we've actually seen out here.
From a usage standpoint, how do you see them? Is Anthony Barr, do you imagine him rushing the passer more often than not, or do you really feel like he's so versatile that on any given play he can be doing any given thing?
More that, I think. I think they're fine using him in coverage and, you know, run fits and rushing the passer. He's very, very flexible. I mean, it's something like I was talking to you guys when you came back from lunch after it happened, where I brought up to Brian when I was really high on Max Crosby when he was coming out.
You were what?
Whoa.
Crosby was a guy who –
not as high as him.
No, but his physical frame, his athleticism, everything like that, he was the same, like, kind of, you know, prototype as Anthony Barr. And so that was when I was trying to kind of connect the dots, and I was trying to figure out, all right, I wasn't around when Anthony Barr was a prospect, but, like, what did the Cowboys think of him? And if they thought, yeah, that's a guy who can rush the passer, then – I would imagine Max Crosby's not too small for a lot of their thresholds. So that was the way I connected it. But through those conversations, like, a lot of people within the Cowboys thought Anthony Barr could rush the passer. And so
Will had to convince some of the staff of that, I know.
Yeah.
I watched him make a video of him of, like, pointing out all the different things that Anthony Barr can do as a pass rusher.
Well, thank you very much, Will McClay.
Yeah, and so, and I mean,
no, George, he loves the player.
I love Will.
And George Edwards clearly knows what he can do as a linebacker, and Dan Quinn, we've seen how much he likes to use guys in versatile ways. He likes his safeties to play safety and also double as linebackers, and he likes the guys who can play inside, outside on the defensive line. He likes the guys who can play linebacker and also rush, so I'm sure just like everybody else on this defense, really, Dan Quinn's going to use them in a multitude of ways.
I wonder, like, this makes me feel like, okay, we can be a little bit more patient with Jabril Cox as he makes his return from the ACL, even though he's looked really good out here.
Yeah.
And then maybe this is just more opportunity for Micah to have those games where he does play on the edge, because it's like, oh my gosh, we have an Anthony Barr. Leighton Vander Esch is playing extremely well, so maybe we can afford to put Mike on the edge a little bit more often.
I'm honestly just connecting dots here, and maybe that speaks to Micah and trying to read tea leaves here, but the workout we heard about the other day was Tack McKinley. Tack McKinley's not playing linebacker. Tack McKinley would have come here to be a pass rusher.
Right.
So I think a few days later you're signing Anthony Barr. That clearly says you think you're lacking something, or you want to change something up, I think, with your pass rusher.
I kind of feel like they were in a mode where they were negotiating with Anthony Barr, and the money finally came down.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, money's good enough, let's go.
Let's make it happen.
Instead of saying, oh, well, hey, Anthony, hey, we're looking good out here right now. They just said, you know what, we'll honor this deal. We'll honor you and let you be a part of this.
Absolutely, and I'm excited about it. Now, Bobby, what did you think overall of my performance last night?
Solid, and you got to follow up on Thursday, so that's good. I'm generally proud of you. I think you did a good job.
I'm trying to make you proud. I just want to make you happy.
That's the end game, I think, for most people. But
that barbecue is darn good. Man,
that Korean barbecue was fantastic.
I'm sorry I didn't get to take part with you guys for most of dinner.
Yeah, I know. It was funny because on the front end, I didn't know who felt worse. Bobby on the front end with his motion sickness, or brought us on the back end with the Korean barbecue about to fall out of his ass.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. So we drive back. And
look at him shaking his head.
We had to drop. We're going to the rudder room. We got to drop Broadus back at the hotel. Broadus is literally clenching. It's about to fall out of the booty. And he's like, Bobby, drive me right up to the front. I love you guys like brothers, but you better get me right up to that front door. And before we know it, we blink, and Broadus is upstairs, probably sitting down in that hotel bathroom, and it is exploding. Yeah.
You didn't use the lobby restroom?
I thought he did. I didn't think he was going to make it to his room. I thought he was going to have to go right to the nearest restroom.
I was at the light that was going to go through, and we were, like, right there. It was at the corner, and Brian's like, Bobby, if you get that arrow, you better switch lanes and turn as fast as you can. And I was like,
Were you sweating, Brian?
I'd say so, generally, yeah. It's a pretty good assessment by you, knowing this, maybe the situation.
I've been there.
Bobby is terrible because sometimes he just goes right by the turns. Like, we're supposed to turn, and I was thinking, please, Bobby, just make this turn. Make this one turn. But Bobby's like, he's worrying about the radio. He's got motion sickness.
He's in ADD land.
He's like, I'm a little dizzy right now. I'm like, why are you driving?
No, that happened as we parked. I got dizzy.
Oh, I've got motion sickness.
It was not motion sickness. Stop, Bobby. Stop driving.
That's what I'm saying.
I heard that wasn't the worst foul, though. Wolchuk on a first date spilling all over the front of his shirt.
No, that's a common occurrence.
He had pork belly dripping off of his... You got to make sure that doesn't happen. Yeah.
Guys,
Dripping off his nipples. Do we need to get you, like, a bib?
I think so. At least when Broadus is around. Because I'm having...
Something.
I'm having an issue. This happened with the lamb shank when we went to Cafe Fiore. Or Fior, whatever it's called.
Well, all he's been doing is eating bars and drinking broths and shakes for months. He hasn't eaten normal food.
I need to retrain myself how to eat. But what happened here is and Tim's looking at me like, what the hell? Why did we bring this guy? It's a bowl of salad. It's coated in some kind of vinaigrette dressing. And I'm using chopsticks. I'm trying to eat the salad. And as I'm grabbing the lettuce with the chopsticks and I'm aiming for the mouth, the dressing is splattering all over my shirt, and I look down, and I am just saturated.
That's why you sit up and get your face over the tray a little bit, or the bowl a little bit.
Yeah,
you're not leaning back like, what are you, a king getting fed grapes?
Hey, look, I got another date tomorrow, so it couldn't have been too off-putting.
Okay, He had to change the shirt.
That's overcoming adversity.
I did have to change the shirt. Thank God Broadus had to poop.
Has there been follow-up today on that, by the way?
Okay. Oh, she texted me this morning and said, Buenos dias.
Oh, okay. Wow. Good. Look at that.
Buenos dias to you, Bobby.
Love you all.
Hasta luego.
Hey, we'll see you at the party tonight, Bobby.
It's time now for LA Lives with
Lucius Alexander. Now into the Pimp Cup we go for LA. Sir.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke. I'll fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance, it's on everything.
Yeah, I like to hear y'all try to sing along with the song. It's hilarious.
Wait, I know. I feel bad. I kind of half-ass do it.
No, you got to do it, man. I love it.
Yeah.
It puts me in the mood, Broadus. I appreciate you.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yeah. How you fellas doing? Sound like you're having a great time out there in California.
We are, man. I think everybody's having a great time. That's real good.
It's good to hear.
You?
I'm a little worried about us tonight, though, Lucius. I really, really am.
Hey, we'll have plenty of time to talk about it tomorrow. That's for sure.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, we have
Steven
plenty of time.
Steven gets hammered at this thing, y'all.
Yeah.
Please do. Make some stories happen. We need some memories for our DFW right here, listening party, you know?
Yes, sir.
Bobby is brought to you by the on-time experts.
Yes.
Let me put it down real quick. Hold on.
Yeah. There you go. Good job. Yep.
There we go.
Gotta notate that one.
Yeah. LA Live for August 3rd, 2022. Every day at 2:30, we do G-Bag of the Day. There will be no question for the audience today. I'm going to just let it ride. But if you see anything on the interwebs that you think that we should be playing here in the G-Bag Nation, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on most social media platforms. Lucky Lucius P. The prank on Jared Sandler doing Rangers extra innings is still our winner and champ. Zach Walchuk and Brian Broaddus on the beat right here, y'all.
Steve in Weatherford has been waiting patiently. Steve, thanks for your patience. You're with us here on Rangers Extra Innings.
Yeah, I didn't know when you were going to stop talking there. I've only been waiting about 15 minutes. I just wanted to know about the catcher's interference call. If you could help me understand that ruling there that happened during the game, that'd be brilliant. Thank you, Jared.
Yeah, sorry that trying to give thorough answers. My apologies to the other callers who are also in line. I can give one-word answers if needed, if that's something that people want to do.
I hope he doesn't hear that shake voice line, because he's going to come ask us about it.
He's driving home. Jared, I love you, man. You had shake voice. You did.
He's been on a mission to tell everybody he was not uptight about
no.
that.
No. Yeah.
No, I don't mind being pranked, guys. I can take a joke.
Oh, I'm a good guy. Yeah, don't worry about me.
He
yeah.
sent a mass email. I'm cool with jokes, guys. I'm cool with jokes.
Yeah.
Here's Broaddus.
Let's go.
My bad.
Here's Broaddus. No, you're good.
Let's go out to Joe in Flower Mound. Joe, appreciate your patience here on Rangers Extra Innings.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Steve and from Weatherford. You take way too long to answer these questions. Can you explain the catcher's interference thing to us out here today, please? I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Okay, so we got a bit. Okay. I appreciate that. That's good, though. I like the bit.
Okay.
I like the bit.
We got a wise guy here.
Okay, so before Jared, the Rangers were on another station for a couple, 2-3 years. Before that was Brian Dalgan, who does the Let's Go.
Let's go drop.
That's how he would, like, punctuate every lead into the pregame. And he had this tick on his postgame show where he would say what his Twitter account was, like, legit twice a minute. He'd always be like, you know, hit me on Twitter, hit me on Twitter. So we would call him and just ask him what his Twitter was over and over. It was bad. It was hilarious.
Don't waste my time.
Yes. Don't waste my time. That was his reaction to that.
By the way, did you fellas know that NBA great Iman Shumpert was busted here in DFW?
Yeah, I saw that.
Six OZs.
Trying to fly out with 6 ounces of weed?
What are we in Dallas, bro? What are we doing?
No, I mean, the TSA people, they're letting a lot of stuff go, but I wouldn't chance that one.
You're not flying from Denver to Los Angeles. This is Texas, dog.
Yeah, that's a felony.
Man. Sad to hear that. Yeah.
He better have had it sealed, a vacuum sealed or something, because that's going to be loud.
Yeah.
Going through an airport.
Boy, 6 ounces is going to be crazy loud. Yeah.
Barry Switzer thinks that's crazy.
He's looking at a felony trafficking charge.
Wow, felony trafficking?
Oh, man.
Him and Hollywood Brown on the same day.
Sheesh. Wait a minute, what happened to Hollywood Brown?
He also got pulled over and arrested today in Arizona for Cardinals camp.
He was just speeding.
Nobody knew.
Okay.
You got to go fast as
extreme
not
speed.
Not as bad as Shumpert.
Yeah, that's really wild right there, man. And I think anybody should be locked up for a plan. I think everybody should be set free just locked up for a plan. But if you know the rules, you can't be flying with that. Fly private, bro.
Yeah.
If it's that much, if you gotta get the, you're taking weed to a weed spot. That makes no sense to me.
That's weed.
Yeah, man. That's
I think he's probably in like set up in legal states, and he's gotten real way too comfortable with it. You know, sometimes you're at the airport and you're like, man, I don't even know where I am.
Gotta have that fall guy.
Especially if you're baked.
Yeah. I got some facts on decks for you fellas real quick. Let's get some knowledge. The baby boomer generation was called the quote-unquote me generation in the 70s. Portrayed as a culture of narcissism by many journalists at the time.
Yeah.
Who's that? Who's boomers? Who's the boomer?
That's my dad's.
Oh, that's
my
okay.
dad. My like they're
both your dads.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They're in their 70s and early 80s right now, the boomers.
Nice.
And this is why no matter what generation you are, you can't let the older generation crap on you, right? Because they got crapped on too. They're just passing the buck. Mm-hmm. They were screw-ups too. Compared to the greatest generation, their parents, they're a bunch of slackers.
Yeah.
You know, now they're trying to come down on millennials and zennials. They don't got stuff figured out. As a matter of fact, they messed up everything.
Mm.
That's the people that messed up everything. Mm. The damn boomers.
Wow.
Trying to come after
the
you for being
boomers.
In your smartphone.
Damn you, grandma.
That's right. It's true.
Mm. That's
and I
beautiful.
Can say that now because they're out of our demographic.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Speak for yourself. They love us.
big golf guys.
It's T90 texting you right now. Smarter people are more likely to underestimate themselves, while dumber people are more likely to believe they're brilliant. Yeah. It's called the Dunning-Kruger effect.
Yes, Dunning-Kruger's the best.
The lacking self-awareness, man, it'll get you every time.
Yeah.
Sure, the dumber you are, the smarter you think you are.
Why are you looking at me?
He's just doing what Jerry did the other day. Yeah, Jerry was
looking at me. Goes, you dumbass.
No,
he was. I called him out. I said, why are you looking at me?
It's like, you know why.
You know why. Don't play with
You're
me.
An outlier, Brian. You're dumb and you know it.
Oh,
sorry.
You're dumb and you know it.
No, you're smart. He just cracks on himself for going to LSU.
Yeah, no, I'm dumb and I know it. You're right about that. First statement is correct.
Oh, man, get some Korean food in him and see what happens.
That's not good sometimes.
A brownout refers to when you're
that
drunk
last night
and you don't remember.
Now you're talking to me, Lucius.
And you don't remember portions of your night until someone refreshes
there you.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're kind of blacked out, but if someone reminds you, you're like, oh, yeah, that
no,
did
I
happen.
Did do that.
I've browned out like 9 times since we've been here.
God bless you, Chief.
Oh, yeah, that did happen.
Let's see what else. Should I do one more fact? No, I'm going to let this slide. Hey, you remember Throw God? We played some of his clips for G back in the day.
Yeah.
Throw God. He's got the big gut. Yeah. He's got a missing tooth in the front, but he can throw the hell out of a football. I'm talking about really throw it, man. Hit his target from 50 yards, 60 yards away. It looks ridiculous.
Didn't he have an epic story of, like, Nick Saban recruiting him one day?
That's what we played.
Yeah.
That's what we played. That story was nice. But he also has some hate right here for Russell Wilson, a.k.a. Dangerous. Well, it might not be hate. It could be facts. You tell me if this is facts or no, y'all. Sit back and listen to Throw God.
This could be one of the most embarrassing trades in NFL history. Like, worse than RG3 to the Browns. The kid is a two-star. He's not some pinpoint accurate passer like Peyton Manning. He told the Seahawks, let Russ cook. And the Seahawks were like, what, something in the microwave? He's generally not well liked by teammates. How's he going to behave when the media doesn't like him? Russell's not even Donovan McNabb, who went to 5 NFC championships and tore it up with the Redskins, bro, and the Vikings. And then the slogan, let's ride. Did he hire Michael Bay to write that for him? I mean, I'll give him points for, like, wanting to go to the hardest conference in the NFL, the AFC West. But it's like, you don't play defense, bro. And Mahomes and Herbert and Derek Carr, you're going to have to score 40 points a game. And you have no f***ing receivers or tight ends or running backs. He got lucky and won a Super Bowl early in his career with the Legion of Boom, one of the greatest defenses in NFL history. And then just like in the Rose Bowl where he spiked the ball to stop the clock and it ran out, on Dak Prescott trying to spike the ball and stop the clock, he threw a f***ing pick on the 1 yard line and lost the next Super Bowl. He's like, it just follow the science unless it's racist.
Whoa.
Throw God. He does not like Russ.
Wow.
Is that hate, bro, or what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. I'm going hate on that one. I think
That's
he's just hating
a lot
hard.
Of hate. Yeah.
He pulled out Donovan McNabb with Washington.
Wow. And Minnesota?
That's where he kind of lost me a little bit.
That was a bad trade there. That was signing.
I think he's got some points that the traits aren't all there, but the game management and knowing when to take shots. And keep this in mind, that defense and offensive line was butt for 5 years, and he kept putting them in the playoffs.
Sure did.
It wasn't until last year where he actually got hurt that things really slowed down on him.
And he played for a coach that wanted nothing more in the world to be able to just punt the ball on fourth down and kick that field goal. From 57 yards out.
You're right about that.
Is that everybody's thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet. We can move on. No, you're doing great. You're doing fantastic. My God. Let's see. We got a fan trolled by a fake headline. Looks like there was a fake headline going around saying that Big Ben Roethlisberger thought Deshaun Watson should be banned.
Oh, I think this was ball sack, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think that, or butt crack.
Butt crack? Is that what it was?
It might have been butt crack.
Maybe
Lucius.
It was nut job.
I want to be respectful to either one of them, but it was either ball sack or butt crack.
Well, this dude jumped on Instagram, let everybody know that butt crack was wrong. And I just read some Ben's, Ben Roethlisberger, Big Ben, shut your up. Trying to talk down on Deshaun Watson. I know your whole ass ain't. It's your fat ass. Get up, get off Deshaun Watson. Get all the your ass did. Show ass up, bro.
That's good. We need to make that fat ass line a drop.
That's what really you would say. And I got one right here for you, fellas. This is the Hell of a Teammate Award. I don't know whose laugh this actually is when my man Zach Wolchuk was stumbling and fumbling on the mic with Jerry yesterday.
Oh, crap.
I don't know who laughed, but you are an awful teammate. Worst teammate award goes to whoever did this.
Cowboys owner Jerry Jones with us here on 105.3 The Phone. 105.3 The Fan, excuse me. How much more of that?
Yo!
Clearly Wolchuk.
Oh, gosh. Dang it.
What the heck happened,
Wolchuk? He's short-circuited, man. It's Jerry Bleeping Jones.
So embarrassed.
He's been a Cowboy fan since he was in the womb.
Did you see
still.
What he was wearing?
He
was shit, sunglasses on. Full on. I mean, he just looked intimidating. It's all blue.
I felt it in my stomach. I mean, don't get me wrong. As soon as Jerry sat down, I was like, oh, my God, this is happening
should
right
I
now.
Reset?
I mean, it wasn't like Broadus Korean barbecue stomach problems, but it was like it was some issues.
He's going at Broadus already, you know. Yeah. He's chirping back at Gavin a little bit. I'm like, God, who knows what the hell he's going to say when I ask him about Tony Pollard playing receiver. I can't even get the freaking station we work for.
Oh, my gosh. I was hoping he'd tell you to get your damn act together like he did majors.
Yeah. You know what? I'd have clapped right back.
No. Yeah.
I want to hear that again.
I said, why don't
you
get your damn act together?
Yourself.
Thank you, Lucius.
Yeah, man.
L.A. Live with Lucius Alexander every night about 5:40, 5:45-ish. We have sports quotables. Cowboys assistant coaches were on to talk to the media today. Plus, we have a former Ranger responsible for some of the saddest sports thoughts we've seen in over a decade here in DFW. That's next on 105 Through the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.